This is Think History. I'm Bill Goodman. Although African American jockeys are a rarity these days, an estimated 5% of the total, in the 19th century, black horsemen dominated the racing industry in Kentucky and the nation. When the first Kentucky Derby was run in 1875, 13 of the 15 horses were ridden by black jockeys, including Oliver Lewis, aboard Aristides, who won the coveted trophy. In the first 27 years of the Derby, 15 black riders finished in first place. Perhaps the most familiar was Isaac Murphy, the first jockey to win 3 Kentucky Derbies, and annual earnings in today's currency approaching $1 million. The ever-increasing purses led to competition, jealousy, and friction between black and white jockeys. The Jim Crow system of segregation gradually excluded black jockeys and trainers from the nation's racetracks. In 1901 and 1902, Jimmy Wingfield won the Derby. He remains the last African-American to win the coveted Run for the Roses.
Think History is a production of Kentucky Humanities, where we've been telling Kentucky stories for 47 years. Learn more at kyhumanities.org.